So very welcome to this episode. I hope you're doing very well. And yeah, I'm not quite sure in which direction this podcast is developing into, because I feel like I've said everything about unschooling millions of times. At least I feel that this is the case, but who knows? And I've been talking to so many wonderful people, and I don't feel this urge anymore to ask any questions, because for me, my questions are answered. I integrated the answers. I'm just living the unschooling lifestyle now with my son. I'm not asking myself if I'm doing this right, if I could do it better, if my son is doing okay. It has been 13 years of unschooling. I've met so many unschooling families, grown, unschooled kids that are not grown. So, and I have all of this experience now, so I know for a fact that everything I do now regarding this unschooling thing is just perfectly fine. So if you guys reach out to me, sometimes there you guys have really specific questions that are not really meant to be discussed in a public podcast. So I'm running out of topics and ideas as well, and I didn't feel like coming up with some artificial ideas about the topic, like researching the top 10 questions about unschooling just to rank on Google or something. So you guys know that I couldn't care less about Google rankings. So if you have any idea, if you want to publish on this podcast, if you want to record an episode, send it to me. I can publish that because I really want to bring forward, a new concept maybe. Or maybe I will stop doing this podcast after all, I don't know. So what I can share is what I learned the last couple of weeks, because we left Mexico. It was a beautiful experience, I really have to say. It's nice. I don't want to go back. I really felt like, I'm dying. I cannot leave Mexico, that I will miss it and all these things. And the second I left, I was like, wow, I don't want to go back ever, maybe. At least not with that urgency that I had when I went there. So a big part of me was healed there. I now really love human beings and want to get to know them. Before, I was a people hater and, same time, a people pleaser. So now I'm like, I'm not pleasing anyone anymore, but at the same time, I really want to get to know people, like cool people, and I'm really, open-minded. That changed. And now we're in the Amazon. We live in a modern tribe village where a tribe decided like maybe 100 years ago to settle down and live the modern lifestyle, or whatever they think is modern. So they're going into this direction of being more developed in quote marks. And my idea is going back to the traditional way. But it's very interesting because it's not too modern. We have almost all the day electricity. That is crazy. I think that is a lot. We have sometimes like data service. So I'm using my neighbor's mobile to upload this episode. It will take ages, but that's fine because I really love that. What I also love is that food is just what is there. There's no fancy stuff, nothing like that. You wash your clothes or whatever you have to wash. There is like a hole in the floor or here in the middle of the village, and people just go there and wash their stuff all together, and that's really nice. And you can drink the water right from where you find it. It's not that polluted here. There are a lot of curanderos, or how the Westerners like to call it, shamans here, that care for the people. That is beautiful to see. And also I see there is a decline in how they value their traditions. They try to transform themselves, which is perfectly fine because everyone is free to do. But same time I see the new generations, I think it's hard for them to integrate the old traditions into this kind of lifestyle. But anyway, it's beautiful. We are outside like most of the day. We have a little hut, something like a hut made from wood, and yeah, really not much. But this kind of lifestyle, I love it. Just cold water, nothing fancy, as I said. And like a lot of street dogs, like wild roaming dogs, and incredibly millions of kids. Millions. I have the feeling it's millions. Of course, it's not millions because the village, maybe there are 50 houses here, so you can, I don't know how many families are there, but they normally have 5 to 7 kids. And there's a little school here, and you know how much I love school. But yeah, people here really depend on that because, as I said, they're losing their traditions, so they have to adapt somehow, and they're not interested in going back to the wild lifestyle. So I'm, yeah, just observing and seeing the differences, because these kids are just free. They have to go to school at 7:30 in the morning for 4 to 5 hours, depending on their age and the day. I see them doing a lot of sports, which is nice, but the rest is just regular bullshit school. I asked my kid to join them for a day to really get insights on what is happening there. And yeah, so, but no information on that so far. But what I see is the rest of the days, the kids are running around. Nobody cares what they're doing. They can go basically anywhere to ask for water, for food, for help. And yeah, they're really open-minded. They're really well behaving. It is a huge difference between the kids I saw in the kindergarten I managed in Berlin. Like, if my son would have told me back then, oh mom, I'm gonna bring over like 6 friends, I would have said like, oh please don't. 2 is more than enough, because I don't have the money to renovate the whole house after that. But here, 6, 7, 8, 9 kids around the hut in the garden, like in the area, and the I don't even know what to call it, where, how we live. I will call it the cabin, but it's actually cabin, terrace, garden, and some kind of water thing where you can shower and yeah, clean stuff here. So they are all over here, and they cook for themselves when they are here. They behave just like normal human beings. It's incredible. They are very social. They are not afraid of me. Normally, kids are so afraid of me and don't like me. But these kids are really just cool. I like to hang out with them. Of course, they speak Spanish, and big plus for us that we are fluent in Spanish. That makes it so much easier. Although most of them do talk their original language that we don't understand yet, but we are learning it, and it's beautiful to learn that. And yeah, even the smallest kids, like 4 years old, they just hang out all together from 4 to maybe 15. They just roam around in little groups and do whatever they feel like. Today they climbed here in our garden into the trees and got some coconuts. I love that. They are just, yeah, insane. And my child as well, he's a wild I don't know what to call him. He's just fucking wild, and he's enjoying this wilderness together with them, to be in this wilderness, to be able to live that wild lifestyle with kids that are not afraid of the stuff he's normally doing. They all handle machetes, and they call it knife. If it's just like 20 to 30 centimeters, it's still a knife, and kids are allowed to handle it. Some of them already drive motos, so that is pretty cool, because my son wants to do that as well, and as it's no problem here in the village, nobody cares. And yeah, they're just hanging around and playing football, laughing a lot, and sometimes I give them like a couple of bucks to go to the center of the village, which is ridiculous because it's right around the corner, but it's, it for them it's huge. And then they buy like little sugar cane sticks to chew, and yeah, I think it's beautiful. Fucking beautiful. And yeah, sometimes my son and I were going to town, so we have to go by boat, which is fucking beautiful. And if you're lucky, you can spot caimans, like little crocodile thingies. Not so little, actually. Sometimes they're like real beasts among them. And I think it's, yeah, I love crocodiles. One of my favorite animals. And to be so close to them, it's beautiful. And then when I walk the dogs in the jungle, I see the monkeys and I see snakes and all these beautiful things. And yeah, it's very interesting. And it's also very interesting how they see me. Because, of course, first thing they saw is, a white woman. There is the money. When they understood, like, oh, there's no money. She's completely normal. And she's just blending in and trying to integrate herself and her son. The whole conversation changed and people started to act like really normal. And yeah, a very humbling experience to be welcomed into that village by almost everyone. It was very nice to see. Yeah, what else can I say? I'm not prepared, as you can tell, for this episode. I just had the urge of updating you guys and maybe give you some ideas of what is possible and what is still out there, what kind of lifestyle. Because from what I've heard from a friend of mine, she's actually right now in Costa Rica too. Yeah, she's fucking rich, buy a house. And she said that there are a lot of German families going there because they cannot stand the lifestyle in Germany anymore. They don't want their kids to see how it's what the fuck is going on there, and everything is just about, like, yeah, it's like shit hitting the fan over there, from what they say. I couldn't care less because, yeah, my plan is not to go back anytime soon. And yeah, so I don't know. I really enjoy that lifestyle. Maybe one thing that there was, yeah, is intense maybe, because there's not a lot of pollution here. I mean, people don't have Wi-Fi or anything like that. Not a lot of people have mobile phones or anything like that. And yeah, it's very basic living. So I think the frequencies, like, you can access the frequency or higher frequencies more easily. Dreaming is a different level here. I swear, it's just insane what is possible in terms of lucid dreaming and how easy things get once you step out of crowded areas. And you know me, guys, I've never lived in crowded areas. I'm not like that. But even these places I've been living at or in, yeah, had some kind of energetic pollution. And yeah, that's just not the case here. And it's, I'm working on these skills. I'm meditating a lot and I'm not working at the moment at all. One day I have to start working again, but I just had the feeling that I want to take off some time for myself to heal, to reconsider, to really clean out basement and everything, just to detox on so many different levels, including how I work, for whom I work, what I work on, and all these things. So I'm pretty lucky because my grandma is sponsoring me that these weeks or months of, yeah, reconnecting with my son, with nature, with myself. And I wish for a lot of you that you have a grandma that does that for you. My grandma is just the best person in the world, I feel. And I've been thinking about my past life regression I had maybe a year ago, and I've been waiting for that moment maybe 30 years in my life, but I never met someone who I really trusted to do that. But I found someone in the Bitcoin community that does it professionally. And this woman is just, yeah, She's an angel. And actually, my grandma was there with me a lot of lives to be that person, to look out for me, to guide me, to help me. And she's doing it again in this life, and she's now 90 years old. I'm a little bit afraid I will never see her again because she's so far away, and I don't feel like going back to Europe anytime soon, because I really think I deserve and I need to immerse myself in the jungle. And we are looking for even more originally living communities. Like, we want to go even deeper and really immerse ourselves here and get to know different tribes and how they treat their kids and how they raise them and what life is like for them, who, for these kids who don't go to school at all, because this is, yeah, something I knew from Thailand, from the jungle, and that I really started to love and miss. So we're back here because my son really had the wish to not grow into his future self. He doesn't want to become a man in the society that most of us just know. And yeah, so he's looking for that here somehow. Let's see how we progress. But so far, we met a lot of beautiful people that are supporting this journey. And who are, yeah, I don't know, who, a lot of people who are not surprised, but who are, yeah, just happy to meet us, to meet and get to know our vision, and who share this vision as well. And some of them, yeah, are just, most of them are just like incredible human beings that are supporting so many healing journeys, not only like this unschooling thing that I have going on, but there are so many healing energies here. It's incredible. And I'm not talking about only ayahuasca or these normal things you can find here in every corner, but really deep healing experiences and a completely different way to look upon life. And I don't want to mess that up. I really want to integrate that so deeply inside my being that I never forget it again, because I tend to forget who I am when I'm back in civilization. I love that word, civilization. What is that even? It's fucking hilarious. Yeah, so I think this is it for now, because, yeah, let me think. Do I have any other idea what to tell you? No, that's it. A little bit boring, maybe, I don't know. So, please, guys, reach out to me with your questions. I love that, even if it's just a stupid question, like, I don't even know what the last question was. Yeah, the last question I received was, can I start unschooling when my kid is 2 years old? Dude, you can start unschooling before you have kids, and you should. It's never too early to start unschooling. And I love that concept, because unschooling is actually not about the kid. It's actually about yourself and how you live life. Your kid is just running next to you. There was a cute question that I forgot. Ah, yeah, there was a question. One father was asking, because his daughter is 11, going to school because he has no other choice, because his wife wants to stay in Germany. So the kids have to go to school. It is what it is. He's not happy with it. And he was asking, my daughter wants to use maquillage. What is that even? Makeup is the word in English. And she's 11. What do I do? And I was like, yeah, what do you do? I mean, is it, what do you feel like? And he was like, yeah, I hate saying no. I mean, how boring is that? Life is for experiencing life. And I was like, yeah, this is what I would do, but maybe I'm not the perfect example, because when do I say no? Rarely, like almost never, because life is for living. Yeah, incredible. So he decided to get that makeup for his daughter, because he is, yeah, prioritizing his relationship to his daughter over being like rigid with these kind of things. In the end, it doesn't matter anyway. She's gonna visit a friend, use makeup there, so what? Better make it open discussion in the family and try to teach how to handle these things instead of sweeping it under the rug and play like it's not existing. Yeah, so I love these questions, and keep these questions coming, please, and keep the ideas coming of what we could do with this podcast. I'm gonna make it your problem now as well. And yeah, and maybe something that I really, really fucking enjoyed the last couple of days. I've been reading Bledsoe's book, UFO of God, UFO of God. If you get your hands on a copy of that, absolutely incredible stuff. Because it's about the connection between UFOs and God and how all of this is connected, and just incredible. In fucking credible. So, I have nothing left to say. And I hope you enjoy life. Big besos to all of you. Thank you so much for listening to that mumbling, rumbling shit I'm recording. And that's it.